Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. On the first Monday of May 2009, the program you are now hearing began its run on this web destination, Blog Talk Radio. We'll celebrate that happening today. Let's offer a few thoughts on what the next decade may unfold for television viewers. Also ahead, Star Trek engages Beyond TV, the XFL's TV playbook, and our new classic trivia question. Hey everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, we're celebrating a decade on Blog Talk Radio, and tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get three free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later on this half hour. A very good Monday afternoon to you and all, and welcome to a very special edition of the program All About Television. And even though we do not have a guest for you today, and we'll explain why in a bit, it is a very special time, because it was on the first Monday of May, 10 years ago, that this program transferred from its first home to this home. And we thank you for keeping us on for the 10 years ever since. We have some interesting things to tell you about today, and we'd like to invite you to be part of the program. Celebrate with us. All you have to do is give us a call at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. You also join in the celebration by getting into our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We already have one person in the room, and you can find that room at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while we are on the air, as always, you can connect with other listeners by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Speaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. We'll have some 10th anniversary thoughts. We'll tell you about some very special guests coming up on our next episode on Friday. And our classic trivia question of the week with two prizes in play. And we'll do all of that after these news notes. Get ready for Star Trek to go where this franchise has not gone before, thanks to a new enterprise, pardon the pun, formed by Trek series maker CBS Television Studios. This dedicated global franchise venture will explore development of podcasts, video games, consumer products, and events, led by CBS executive Veronica Hart. The unit will work with Star Trek executive producer Alex Kurtzman. Separately, CBS All Access confirmed the Starfleet Academy series is now under development. Crazy Within director John M. Chu has dived into the TV series development marketplace in a new 4-year agreement with Disney's 20th Century Fox TV. He'll originate, executive produce, and or direct upcoming series, and may take part in some existing series as well, maybe even for Disney+. When Vince McMahon revives his XFL Winter Spring Football League next year, he'll have TV coverage all over the place. ABC, Fox, ESPN, ESPN2, FS1, and FS2 will carry a group of XFL regular season games each. The 18 venture will play on Saturday and Sunday afternoons starting February 8th, with the opening matchup and championship running on either ABC or ESPN. And now some quickies, and I understand we have a call coming in. We'll get to that shortly. E! Will drop late-night talk show Busy Tonight, May 16th. The Busy Phillips starring program lasted several months with a mix of celebrity interviews and comedy sketches. TV1 musical biopic, The Bobby Large Story, will debut on June 29th. And in case you didn't hear, CBS This Morning co-anchor Norah O'Donnell made the official announcement of becoming CBS Evening News anchor person this summer, replacing Jeff Glore. And that is news notes for today. And I'll tell you what, before we get to those 10th anniversary books, let's take this call. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Night Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air. Hang on, let's try again. And let's see if we have our caller. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Night Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right. Somehow our caller may have dropped off. We'll see what we can do. And if we can get that person back on the line, we will. Let's try one more time. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Night Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from? Go right ahead. All right, I guess our person dropped off the line, and if the person had some anniversary thoughts, we really do appreciate it. All right, we will have our Clapper Trivia Question of the Week and those 10th anniversary thoughts with first awards to the fine folks at Audible.com. If you're looking for a very unusual read, I've got one for you. It's a terrific novel called Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. Very atmospheric, really wonderful tale. And you can get it as one of three free audiobooks that can be yours with a trial run, 1 month trial run, at Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment information. They have been our sponsor for the last couple of years, and they have over 100,000 titles to choose from. Listen to them on any device, including whoever you are hearing this on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. And in case you don't know, a growing number of Audible's titles are original, thanks to the growing lineup of off-Broadway, Broadway, and regional theater shows, one-woman, one-man shows, and original special material productions made exclusively for Audible. That's called Audible Originals. And you can get two of those Audible Originals plus another audiobook when you go to audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, if you sign up, you get three free audiobooks, two from the growing Audible Originals collection, 1 month trial of the service, and great customer service for fine folks at Amazon.com, Audible's parent. So hear for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. Just go to audibletrial.com/televised for all the information. Let's try one more time until we get this caller on the line. Hello, you're on Tamami Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, hello, you're on the air. All right. Well, we gave it the free college try and couldn't make it. We'll see what we can do. But we'd love to have you come on the air as well. So give us that call, 646-652-2906, or put your phone in our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at the homepage, blogsofree.com/televised. When this program began 10 years ago on Blog Talk Radio, we were already on the air on another website, nowlive.com. We started in August of 2007. We grew our audience. We had some ups and downs. And unfortunately, in April of 2009, Now Live unexpectedly went out of business. So we were looking for a place to go, and Blog Talk Radio provided that place starting on the first Monday of May of 2009. Our opening guests were John Landgraf, the president of FX, one of the most critically acclaimed cable networks around, and considered one of the top programmers in all of television, and Peter Tolan, the co-creator with Dennis Leary of the award-winning firefighters comedy Rescue Me, which was in full bloom on that channel. We had hoped to have John on this program today. We had had him on, by the way, at least one time since that 2009 presentation. Unfortunately, he could not get back in time to make the commitment to be here today. We are still awaiting word from FX's publicity team whether John can be with us, and if so, when. So we'll try to find out as soon as possible, and we hope to have him on before the end of the month. Let me say this about John. He is, I've talked to him numerous times as a journalist and as someone following television for nearly 40 years. He's one of the best in the business. It'll be very interesting to hear how he is trying to now bring FX in the forefront of a new relationship with Disney because of the Disney-Fox merger that took place a few weeks ago, and whether FX will have a role in either Hulu or Disney Plus, and what kind of a role will it be. So I'm looking forward very much to hearing from John and having him on this program at the earliest possible opportunity. Now, when we had this episode 10 years ago, basically the action in television was on broadcast, cable, and syndication. High-definition television, for many people, was a pipe dream. So was Netflix in the way we know it now. It was, at that time, a DVD player selling old movies and television shows. There was no such thing as multicast channels. There was no digital transition. There was no Hulu or Amazon being in television at the time, or CBS All Access or Crackle. And nor, for that matter, was the idea of TVs getting smart, either through operating systems like Amazon Fire TV or Android TV, or smart TV devices that could be plugged in or used like a stick or a set-top box that could specifically bring the internet, bring original services, and give you the opportunity to interact with the programming, with the advertising, and even order products and services. And oh yeah, there was no such thing as Apple TV either. In any way. Well, here we are a decade later, and we have far more original programming, scripted and unscripted, to watch. every day, every night of the week. Netflix has become the world's biggest original programmer, with hundreds of original series from all over the world, all finding audiences all over the world. We have Hulu and Amazon and CBS All Access and Crackle and a whole variety of programming services that are made available through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Products that are now owned by more than three-quarters of all U.S. households. And they are now watching these services at the rate of billions of hours a month. Content applications. That's billions. B for billions a month. And we are seeing services that are using smart TV sets and smart devices as their main way to get to you, the viewer, or exclusive way to get to you, the viewer. And that's not all. We've got multicast channels all over the place. Channels available as a digital signal or as part of your cable or your broadcast station. And we now have the ability, at last, after decades of talk and experiments and things happening on and things happening off, we now may be at last in the interactive television era. The ability to choose the direction of a television show. The ability to order a product off an ad you watch on the spot. Or if you're a shopper at Walmart or Costco or Amazon, the ability to order merchandise just like that. And if you have Apple TV, the ability to order services from Airbnb, from Zillow. If you have Amazon Fire, from TripAdvisor. Back to Apple, Papa John's Pizza, StubHub tickets for entertainment events all over the country. That's all happening. And over the 10 years that we've been on this very place, we have been able to give you a bird's eye view, a front row seat, if you will, to this expanded television universe. A universe that no longer is all about programming. It's about apps. It's about services, it's about connecting with stores, it's about connecting with all sorts of people and places all over the world. It's been an amazing decade. We have done over 1,000 programs on this very site. And we have brought you the best and the brightest in the world of television. Show producers, show creators, executive producers, writers and directors, cinematographers, composers, even in one case, a costume designer, Sonia Nan, who is an Emmy winner for her work on So You Think You Can Dance. We've brought you game show hosts and game show producers. We've covered every genre. And one thing I've been very proud of is that from the get-go, both 12 years ago, almost 12 years ago, and from our first Blog Talk Radio show, is to bring you a diversity of television. To open the pipeline up for women of color, for people of color, for the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community, and for people who are disabled who are really able because they've had a bad break in their life, but who are very able beyond which we know. And I am very, very deeply blessed and proud that we brought all this to you. And we continue to do so on this program. We continue to bring you people who have gotten their first television series on the air and people who have been veterans of the industry who have made a comeback, like Norman Lear, who was on this program 2.5 years ago in what I think was a very, very special moment for me to interview one of the giants of television. And that's another thing about this program. We have also brought you some of the classic people in the TV world, whether it was the star of the Virginia James Drury or situation comedy pioneer Bill Persky behind great episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show, and with his late partner Sam Dunlop created That Girl, and also was the producer of Kate and Allie, one of the great comedy writer-producers of all time. And he's still with us. And lately we had Andy Friendly, been around TV for years, the son of the pioneering TV journalist who lived on Merle Fred Friendly, who last week did an extraordinary special in honor of Holocaust Remembrance Day. Really amazing. It's been a wonderful journey. And we've been able to have this journey because of you out there. Your support, your phone calls, your chat room reaction, getting on Facebook, getting on Twitter, letting me know where I'm going right, where I'm going wrong. It's been a great deal. And I'm more optimistic than ever about what this next decade is going to bring and is already bringing. Because think about this. We're about to see an incredible next explosion of programming because of services from Apple, from Walmart, Warner Media, NBC, Universal and Comcast, and Disney Plus. Whole galaxy of new, and other players that we don't know about yet. We are about to see advertising get more interactive, sometimes by the day. And yes, we are in the interactive TV era. And I really believe that because of what Netflix has done, first with the Black Mirror Bandersnatch episode, and lately with You vs. Wild, their first interactive scripted, unscripted series, it's going to be fun to see how fast the New York, the Hollywood, and the creative communities in between get behind this and really make this fly. And ultimately, it's going to be up to you to see if it does, along with interactive marketing, promotion, advertising, and commerce. Not to mention the fact that you can also use television to control other devices in your home, from air conditioning to the front door. It's really an amazing time. And I have to say, coming off the digital content new fronts, going to them last week, that I'm going to be on the optimistic side. I know there's a lot of resignation out there. I know there's a lot of people who are critiquing, but I'll tell you what, the American public is a lot more intelligent, I think, in terms of TV than we all think they are. You have proven that again and again and again, your acceptance of new programming, new concepts, greater diversity, and more services, and more kinds of services. I think the American public is going to rise up again and take us into a new television era, actually three TV eras, an era of even more unprecedented choice and variety of scripted and scripted television, an era of incredible diverse television, and an era of smart television. And I also believe that because of the growing number of TV festivals that are happening, where people get the opportunity to break into the medium through pilots that are showcased by both, you know, for the general public and for the TV production community, I think we'll see more great talent pop up. Thanks to the New York Television Festival, Series Fest, Sterable, Norfolk, IFP's Film and TV Week, ITVN, now Catalyst, the Screen Festival, the Tribeca Film Festival, be having a TV festival separately, and just more recently their pilot season as part of their current, their late, they just wrapped up Tribeca Festival, I should say. It's going to be a very exciting next decade. And I hope you join me on the journey. I hope that you have enjoyed this program. And I hope, as I said, you'll continue the journey with me. And please, I'd love to have your feedback. Let me know what's happening. Let me know your thoughts about this TV field. We want this program to be more interactive than ever before. And by the way, we are working to try to get this program on more websites, podcast sites. We're working still on the TV version of the show. Back in 2014, 2015, our program was on with simulcast with Brick TV. We were the first internet radio or podcast, we simulcast live on local television. Later, those episodes were on YouTube. They still are, by the way. And I hope that we can bring that simulcast back in some manner. We're working with UBC to do a special to our televised TV series, and maybe hopefully get that simulcast going again. This time on a national level. So all told, it's a pretty heady time in TV right now. And again, thanks to a public that has really accepted how this last decade has gone, have a hunch that this new decade is going to be even better and greater. And for people involved in it, it's going to give all of us a really exciting thrill. And maybe, just maybe, this medium will bring us together in such a way that we can make this world work a lot better. We can open up new possibilities. We can stand for a greater quality of television than ever before. And I have to say that one of the reasons why this program has lasted around a decade is because of one of my favorite callers and favorite people who's made a great contribution to us. And he's joining us on the line right now from Philadelphia, Rick Webb. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Simon. Congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you, thank you. It is a pleasure. And thanks to people like you who called into the program with your thoughts, with your feedback for our guests. That really makes the show work. Like I said, the show works as good as our guests do and as good as our listeners do as well. And I want to ask you, Rick, for you, what do you think has been the biggest change in television over the last decade, and what are you looking forward to in the next?
Well, for now, I mean, obviously, like Netflix and all the apps that are coming out that are streaming television, I mean, that's been incredible that you can actually sit on the train and watch TV shows live and watch sports live on your phone, on an app. I mean, that's just incredible. That was something maybe 25 years or when I was a kid would have never thought that was even possible. And now it's commonplace. So that's amazing. And hopefully some kind of VR, some virtual reality, augmented reality television that puts you interactive in the place of a TV show. To be in Game of Thrones or something like that would be incredible.
Yeah. I had the opportunity at Tribeca to see a demonstration of augmented reality with Magic Leap, which is the company that a lot of people have talked about. They've been sort of semi-hush-hush about what they're doing. They're getting millions of dollars in funding, hundreds of millions of dollars in funding. And I think they have something. However, I think if they put their augmented reality on the television set as well as through headgear, I think they have a better shot at making it, because I really believe that because of smart TV technology that just gets better and better and better, Rick, I think augmented reality and virtual reality works on the TV set. We know 360 programming works, and all you have to do is either swipe the remote control or use your voice. And let's not forget something else has happened. We now have artificial intelligence on a lot of sets where through voice features like Siri and Google Assistant and Alexa, you can now talk back to your television set. Talk what you want, how you want to watch and use television. And I think as artificial intelligence voice gets better and it gets become more of the operating system inside of television sets and smart TV devices, that I think you're going to see more and more people use their voice to dictate what they do with TV. And that can lead to very interesting developments, including, I think, mass adoption of video games on TV set, mixed reality on the TV set, augmented and virtual reality too.
Absolutely, and that'll be pretty freaky if a TV character knows your name and is able to say, Simon, come along with me. I need your help. And actually integrates you by name into a TV show. I think that'll eventually happen. It's going to be soon.
I do, too. I think it's a matter of time before. I think, for example, I didn't mention it in the thoughts, but we are on the verge, I think, of having interactive gaming services. I'm looking forward to Apple Arcade, and I'm also looking forward to Stadia from Google, both of which are going to be delivered to smart TV sets and smart TV devices. All you need is a console. You don't need to play, you know, a big, fat video game machine. You can just have a console. You can just use your remote control and, again, use your voice to dictate the action. And I think it, again, offers a lot of possibilities and maybe open mass marketplace for augmented intelligence. I've said this before. I think that virtual reality is marvelous in terms of the content. The problem is the headgear. I think it's unwieldy. A lot of people don't like it. I think they have memories of 3D television, which rightly or wrongly got a bad rep. And I think that the TV set, I think people should have an opportunity to choose whether they want headgear or whether they want to see on the TV screen. And hopefully the people who are purveyors of augmented reality and virtual reality will get that message and finally make the product available for TV. I think if they do, they will get a mass market.
Well, it'll be amazing when it happens, but I definitely wanted to give you a call and thank you for all the guests that you have on and how much I've learned from so many of the directors, producers, showrunners, TV show creators that you've had on. It's been amazing just getting the opportunity to speak with people like a Bill Persky or Norman Lear or Joe Carnahan, like just amazing directors that do movies and TV, and just be able to actually directly ask them questions has just been amazing. So it's an honor to be a part of your show, and I just wanted to congratulate you on 10 years.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you for being one of our favorite listeners. You always make a contribution when you call, and I deeply appreciate it. And thank you again for everything you've done and provided for me and for the series over the last decade. Let's keep it going. Keep on calling. Keep making the questions and the thoughts happen.
Absolutely. And thank you, and congrats on, I guess, how long have you actually been at it? It's more like 13 years, isn't it? 13
yes,
or 14?
Yes, 12th year. We're now in our 12th year on the air. We're more than midway through year 12. We actually celebrate the anniversary of the show itself, the existence of the show itself, in August, first Monday of August. Like first Monday of August, the show, first Monday of May, Blog Talk Radio. And it's always a thrill. And it just gets better and better.
Wow. Well, kudos to you for keeping it going and for many more.
All right. So much. Thank you so much, Rick. Take care. All the greatest.
You too. Thanks, Simon. Bye.
You're welcome. Rick, we have our very good friend from Philadelphia and a great contributor over the years as a caller to this program on Blog Talk Radio. By the way, coming up Friday on Tamabi Televised, just confirmed, we will showcase the first effort of Spectrum Originals. That's the new series of original programs from Charter Communications Cable Systems, known as Spectrum. And the first one is the TV series L.A.'s Finest. That's the show with Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba as cops in L.A. This was a pilot last year on NBC, and they passed it up, and Charter put it on as Spectrum Original. You'll find it starting next week on their Video On Demand service. We will have an exclusive interview with the executive producers of the show, Brendan Margolis and Brandon Tenino. And Dan Sinier, excuse me. Yes, two Brandons, first name. Brandon Margolis and Brandon Sinier. The producers of L.A.'s Finest, they'll be with us live next Friday, May 10th. Also on the program, we'll showcase another one of the new ventures you can find on smart TV sets and smart devices. It's Stuffed. It's the science fiction and fantasy network from the fine folks at Gunpowder and Sky. We'll talk to the president of Dust, Eric Bromberg, and we'll talk to two people, last name Lynch, who just had a short film at the Rebecca Film Festival that was also seen on Dust. They're David and Kelly Keith Lynch. That's David and Keith Lynch. What if they're related to David Lynch, the Twin Peaks filmmaker and so forth? And their project was called Zero. Will that become a television series on Dust's future? We'll find out from all three of them, Eric Bromberg, David, and Keith Lynch, again Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tamabi Televised. Let's see if we can finally get that call. We've been trying to get all show long to come on the air. Hello, you're on Tamabi Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? All righty. Still not get that person. Keep trying. We'd like to get you on before we leave the air today, so keep on going. And we have somebody in our chat room, so use that room if you like, or give us a call. Of course, the room is Simon Apple 04. You can find our homepage, blog, to read a comment, televised, or dial in 646-652-2906. Time now for our Cracker Trivia question of the week. We didn't get a winner for our question we offered the last 2 weeks, so let's give the answer to that. The question at the time, name the 1950s TV series starring Boris Karloff as a London-based detective. The answer, Colonel March of Scotland Yard. You can see episodes of that series, nicely produced, I think, with Karloff at his finest, at YouTube. Again, the answer was Colonel March of Scotland Yard, based on the best-selling novel by John Dixon Carr. That's the show from 1950 starring Boris Karloff, and that was the answer to our trivia question the last 2 weeks. So nobody got it, and so nobody wins our prize. But we're going to offer again our two books, Gentleman Jack. That's the book by Anna Chalma based on the HBO original series that's been doing great on Monday nights. You can find it Monday nights at 10 o'clock, by the way, right after Chernobyl, which makes its miniseries premiere on HBO tonight. That's Gentleman Jack, the real Ann Lister, followed by Sally Rainwright, who was on this program last week, the executive producer, co-writer, and director. Also, we've got Delta 5. That is the asteroid mining in space science fiction tale by best-selling author Daniel Suarez. And here is the question that you can win those prizes. Remember the TV series The Western Cult 45 from Warner Brothers? It was on for 3 seasons. And over that time, two people played the title role. That's our question. Name one of the two actors playing the title role on Cult 45. Name one of two actors playing the title role on Cult 45. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you are emailing from. If your first correct answer, you will win our two books, Gentleman Jack and Delta 5. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. And if you missed the question just a moment ago, I'll post it one more time, and then we'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and also on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's the UBC Simon TWBT. So remember, in order to win, you got to be in. Let's give that question one more time. Name one of two actors playing the title role on the Western series Cult 45. It ran between 1957 and 1960, and I believe an episode or two is also on YouTube. And I believe there's one with one actor and one at least with the other actor. So, again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. First clear to answer, you'll win Gentleman Jack and Delta 5. Remember, in order to win, be great, play in, and all the very best. You are listening to The Market Televised. We are the program All About the Tube, and we are with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Delighted that you are with us for our 10th anniversary episode. We're coming your way on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and we're also showing up on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And again, we'll let you know that coming up on our show Friday, our next episode live, we will have the producers of LA's Finest, the new Spectre Original series, the first one from that Charter Communications unit that will be presented. They're doing several this year, including the revival of Mad About You from Sony. Yes, reuniting Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt. We will have producers Brandon Margolis and Brandon Tenier. And also, we'll have the president of Dust, the Gunpowder and Sky TV venture available on smart TV sets and smart devices, Eric Bromberg. And from the program Zero that was at the Tribeca Film Festival the last 2 weeks, David and Keith Lynch, they are the directors of that special film. We'll see if it becomes a series on Dust down in the future. That's all Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Smarty Televised. And a week from Friday, May 17th, one of our guests we've had on several times before, she started her career in television in a big way as the original marketing head at Oxygen. She is now the chief coaster officer of Civic Entertainment Group, our good friend Linda Hong. We'll talk about the state of diversity on television in May 2019 and beyond. That's Linda Hong coming up Friday, May 17th, week from Friday, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Before we wrap things up, again, I would like to thank all of you who have been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio and lately for the last year or so on Spreaker for joining us on this program. Thank you for your many thoughts. Thank you for your criticisms. I do read them, whether you email them or you Facebook or Twitter them. As always, I want to thank the fine folks at Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear the main people responsible for this service at the end. But I do want to let you know that BTR gives you great editorial freedom, the kind of shows you want to do. And sometimes we do some very sensitive episodes. And to the credit of BTR, they give you the editorial freedom to do the kind of show you want to do. And they trust you, and they also trust the audience to get it. So thank you to everybody at BTR, and thank you also to my fellow hosts and producers who promote our show. We promote their shows through this very website. Also, thanks to Facebook and Twitter. Thanks also to the iHeartRadio Podcast Network that has become our partner as well over the last year and a half. And thank you to Audible.com, who has been our sponsor of this program for the last 2 years. We really appreciate you. And remember, when you get a book through Audible.com, overtrial.com for televised, you support this program because we do get revenue off the sales of the books and subscriptions that you order through our special address. That's audibletrial.com for televised. So again, thank you to audible.com. I also want to thank them too for their ongoing support of the New York Television Festival, which will be coming up later this year. They've done a wonderful job. They've also brought in some wonderful new talent that has worked with them on various Horrible Original Productions. So once again, our next episode is Friday, May 10th, when we kick off decade number 2, and we hope you will be with us then. In the meantime, if you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up on episodes you missed as well, go to our homepage. We got all of our Blog Talk Radio episodes there from the get-go, and that is www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, our podcasts are available in a number of places, on iTunes, at the Apple TV and Spreaker podcast app, and of course, at the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, www.iHeartRadio.com. When you go there, put Tamaki Televised in the search bar, make the click, and you get our shows. And remember, we love hearing from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. I do return emails in 24 hours. Also, that's how you get involved with our classic trivia question of the week. Plus, you also can use it to be part of a feature we do regularly called the Show to Know. Is there a television program you like, you feel doesn't get enough attention? Well, we want to give it that attention, but you got to let us know, and when you do, you get the credit. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. 700 followers now join us, and we thank all of you followers for also tuning into our program. Remember, we love what you have to say. Be interactive with us. Why? Because what you say matters. Then, now, and as they say in the WWE, forever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate there is Candace Williams, Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this very enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Thank you to them and all. Tomorrow's Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, proud development partner of the Annual New Intelligent Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For 3 free audiobooks and a 1-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow's Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening over this last decade. Stay with us. We've got more to come. And it all starts Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're doing the rest of this week, please make it safe and make it great. And as always, until next time, stay well and stay tuned.